This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888. Ask Leo. Finally, I get to talk to you. Let's say hello first to Mark. He's in Tustin, California. Our first call of the day. Hi, Mark.
Hey, so are you claustrophobic? If I have to take your picture again with 100-some people, I can put you in a plexiglass box with the Danger Will Robinson arm.
You know, I don't think we're going to be in a room with 100-some people for a while.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, though, because I love solving problems. Like, how would I do this? Even if it's not...
Why would you put me in a Oh, you're saying for safety, have a plexiglass shield between me and the outside world.
Yeah, oxygen mask.
I feel bad, though, for all the people who are not in the plexiglass box.
Yeah, well, you know, keep 6 feet distance, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think we're having any live events for another maybe a year, thereabouts, something like that. I don't know. It's unknown, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it hard for you as a photographer? Because, I don't know, what kind of pictures do you like to take?
No, this is the bad thing. I don't take a lot of pictures
because my
kids didn't like them. And every camera you recommended, and no offense, but I mean, I've been asking you camera recommendations for years, but they would break. And it's not you. It's just our luck.
Yeah, bad luck, because I am pretty tough on my cameras. I haven't broken one yet.
No, I know. It's just, I mean, I tried to take pictures when the kids were born, broke. When the kids were christened, broke. So it was just after a while. And the kids, my daughter, we were on a cruise ship, one-way glass. And right as we were going to take the picture, she turned around. I mean, it's like a savant of not having your picture taken.
Yeah, my kids are like that, too. In fact, it's funny because I love these, by the way. Highly recommend. I have a photo frame. The one I use is the Google Nest Hub Max. So it does all the Google stuff, and it ties into the Nest cameras and all that stuff. But when it's not doing anything else, it's just doing a slideshow. And I have 20 years of pictures on Google Photos, so it's going through them. And I can, you know, there's a period of time where every picture of my kid is scowling, putting their hand up, saying, "No pictures." I have a picture of my son at his high school graduation dinner, just the meanest scowl. And it's one of my favorite pictures because, I can understand that. If you're a photo bug, pretty soon your family says, okay, put the camera down, please.
Yeah. What I do is I take pictures for other people. Like when I'm at Disneyland, I know in my family.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Hey, do you want your, the whole family gets their picture taken.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? Anyhow, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you did for us at our event in Boston.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's the kind of photography I like.
Yeah, you're a nice guy that way.
Yeah. I want to just, like, I love going to Laughlin, so I do the river walk, and I go walking by my friend's house in Flagstaff and all the trails and go down the river with a jet ski. What I want to be able to do is take video of that so when I'm on my trampoline at home or whatever, I can just turn on the TV and just
pretend
myself walking in places.
You're jet skiing. So you want one of those gimbal devices that smooths out the bumps. Because when you're walking or running or riding a bicycle, it can jounce the camera around so much. Now, many modern cameras have built-in optical image stabilization, including most high-end phones. But a gimbal goes a step further. It's really kind of remarkable. It uses essentially gyroscopes to keep the... And this goes back to the invention of the Steadicam in filmmaking, where a guy would wear a big rig. I don't know if you've ever seen a Steadicam operator, but he's in a harness with weights and gyroscopes and all sorts of stuff, balances. The camera's in there, and it's an amazing shot. Steadicam shots are used in movies and TV all the time because it's a stabilized shot. So because of the iPhone, and you can really thank the iPhone for this, starting in 2007, these parts got smaller and smaller, accelerometers and so forth, simpler and easier to make and lower cost. So one of the first byproducts was quadcopters, which also have stabilization, right? And now the same people who make quadcopters like DJI often make gimbals. In fact, my favorite gimbals are from DJI. And depending on your price, DJI makes a little Osmo Mini, which has a built-in camera. So it's tiny. You can carry that around. It's, you know, phone quality, but because of the stabilization, it's quite amazing. So, and now they've come up with some also bigger devices. So the Osmo Mini. Now they have, I guess, the newer devices are the Ronin and the Zen Muse. This company essentially took what they learned from stabilizing quadcopters and built this into very high-quality gimbals. So it's really a budget thing. You can effectively have a Steadicam set up if you want with their Ronins. Or you can have a simple, and I have, this was the original Osmo, OSMO. I don't think they sell them anymore. I think they now have changed the names. But the original Osmo was just like a stick that you attach the camera to. The problem with, and you can get no-name brands from Amazon. They're all Chinese-made anyway. The problem with some is they're hard to balance. So the earlier gimbals, you spend a lot of time, you'd put the camera in, and you'd go through the software, and you spend a lot of time balancing it. Because remember, the camera, if you change lenses and stuff, you know, it's going to change its center of balance, center of gravity, and it's going to become the gimbal has to be adjusted. It's a big pain in the butt, to be perfectly frank. So I think it's going to depend on your budget, how much you want to do, what kind of camera you want to use. It's less expensive to get a gimbal for a smartphone because, you know, that doesn't change not adding lenses, or to use the Osmo Mini, which has a built-in camera. If you have a DSLR, you know, a big camera that you want to mount in the gimbal, you prepare yourself because there's quite a bit of, finicky tweaking. It's gotten better over the years, but it's still a little finicky. So it just depends. But they do a great job. You're getting pretty good image stabilization now in high-end smartphones like the Pixel 4 and the iPhone 11. Good enough so that you could walk down a road and get a pretty steady video. But if you want even better, then that's the way to go, is with a kind of a gimbal. The Ronin is quite amazing. There's one more thing that's kind of interesting. Is it Canon? Both Canon, I think, and Sony now are making cameras for vloggers. That's video bloggers. And I think the Sony has a kind of a gimbal built into it. It's let me just see if I can find the model number for this. Yeah, the ZV-1. It's not particularly expensive. It has a handle on it, and it's really designed to give you, it's not a complete gimbal, but it's designed to give you some better image stabilization. They call it their shooting grip. I guess it's not a gimbal. It looks like a little gimbal, but I think it helps with the stabilization. And the camera itself is pretty good. So they're designing this stuff built into the cameras with, they call it OIS, optical image stabilization. So it's up to you. Budget, complexity. I love the idea of being able to just pull it out and shoot, and that's why the Osmo Mini is pretty cool. Have you played with any of these at all?
No, I haven't, but I just want it light. That last one, the Osmo Mini.
Pocket, I guess, is what it's called. Yeah, the Osmo Pocket. You can take a look at that. It does a really good job, and if you go to their website, you'll see, you know, how it works. It's not a giant sensor. It's one half-inch sensor, F2 aperture. But it's designed, you know, it's built into the gimbal, and so that saves you money and complexity. You don't ever have to balance it or anything like that. You could pull it out of a backpack and be ready to shoot.
So I'm going to be watching it while bouncing up and down on a trampoline or running on it, or walking on it. You know what I mean?
Well, you're going to be bouncing. There's no optical image stabilization for somebody in a trampoline. We haven't figured out yet. That would be interesting. It would be watching you and completely doable, I might say. Completely doable. They could be watching you and balancing you. There's no one recommendation. I've used a lot of these. I think they're great products. Highly recommend them. And I have used the Osmo Mini, and I like it a lot. Hey, thanks for the call. It's great to talk to you again, Mark. I appreciate it.